I can't believe it. I can't believe what I just saw. The Eagles did it. And I still have not caught my breath from that game. I mean, where do I even begin? What's up, everybody? How about I just introduce the show first? This is the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. It's Louis DiBiase here on the Locked On Eagles post-game show. The Eagles are still alive. And if we went back just 40 minutes ago, I would have said, I'm getting ready to do a post-game show about how the 2018 Eagles ended their season the way basically it has been all year long, with shooting themselves in the foot, with mistakes in the fourth quarter, with the defense blowing it, with the offense making critical mistakes in special teams at crucial times. But no, Nick Foles and the Eagles pulled it off 32-30. Jake Elliott, game-winning field goal as time expires to improve to 8-7. And head into week 17 with the playoffs still as a possibility. This season has taken probably 10 years out of my life. The fact that they have been so hot and cold, the close finishes, right? The blown fourth quarter leads, then the come from behind victories, the goal line stands against the Falcons and the Colts, then a game like this. I mean, man, the 2018 Eagles are just all over the place. But I so badly want this team in the postseason, and they at least for one more week have given us that hope. Again, the Eagles win 32-30 against the Houston Texans. Jake Elliott redeems himself after missing the extra point to put the Eagles up by 13 points at 29. And then Houston scores two unanswered touchdowns off some crucial mistakes by the Eagles, and they're up 30-29. And it's twice in 3 weeks that Jake Elliott's missed extra point might cost the Eagles their season, because it cost the Eagles the NFC East division title with the Cowboys clinching that after beating Tampa Bay today. Jake Elliott missed that extra point against Dallas Sunday afternoon a couple weeks ago, which the Eagles would have won by 1 point instead of forcing overtime. And yet, here we go. I'm thinking the same thing, right? We're all on Eagles Twitter together thinking, I cannot believe Jake Elliott just cost them again. And it wasn't all on Jake Elliott. There were some crucial mistakes in the fourth quarter that we're going to get into on the show today. But the defense, they again in the fourth quarter, they blew it. I mean, all three phases of this team nearly blew it for them. But Nick Foles decides, the human lightning rod himself, Saint Nick, the Super Bowl MVP of 2017, decides to put this team on his back and beats the Texans, a great team, a team that had the 2 seed in the AFC. The Eagles now have beaten the LA Rams and the Houston Texans in back-to-back weeks. There was no way I thought they were going to be able to win both of those games. If you go back to podcasts weeks ago, I was saying they got to split those games between the Rams and the Texans with Carson Wentz. And Nick Foles comes in, and when you saw how Nick Foles played in weeks 1 and 2 this year, there's no way you would have thought this was a possibility. Or maybe you should have. I mean, I shouldn't say that because of what he did last year, winning the Eagles a championship. But the Nick Foles from this week and last week, compared to the Nick Foles in week 1 and 2, it's unreal. And again, this is Nick Foles, right? This is what he is. He's randomly, historically good. And then there's times where he drives you nuts. But this was one of the good Nick Foles games. And it was awesome because it might be his last game at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles starting quarterback. It might be the last time. But you know what? He's a legend. I cannot wait to be there when the Eagles retire his number, because they're going to. He saved the season for the Eagles this week. He saved it. Some numbers, some milestones that he passed today. With a career-high day for Nick Foles, 471 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and an interception. That was the most yards from a quarterback in a single game in Eagles history. Donovan McNabb set that record in 2004. Nick Foles broke it. It is now, with that 400-yard passing game for Nick Foles, he has the most 400-yard passing games in Eagles history as a quarterback. 2 more records broken by Saint Nick. And my gosh, you gotta love this guy. It's so cool that he has come in and played the way he has, because it was going to be bittersweet if Foles' career in Philadelphia ended with the way weeks one and two went, right? With the underwhelming performance against Atlanta, even though they won that football game, it was really all because of the defense. And then you look at against Tampa Bay, another up and down game for Foles and the offense in general. And then he was just a backup again. There's that Super Bowl MVP sitting on the bench, and he should have, because Carson Wentz is a better quarterback. And we're not going to get into Foles-Wentz. I'm not. People have not even enjoyed the win. They turn around 5 seconds later and start debating Wentz versus Foles. I'm not going to do it. The national media can do it. Certain media outlets can do it this week. But I've made my stance clear on Wentz versus Foles, and today's game did not change it. Because today's game, Nick Foles was a legend, and I'm going to enjoy that. He was unbelievably clutch. And I'm going to celebrate that. And I'm not going to turn a pro Foles topic into an anti-Wentz thing. Yes, he has looked really good this week, and last week he looked good against the Rams. Not as good as some people gave him credit for, but he has moved this offense. The performance of Nick Foles, the turnaround of Foles these past 2 weeks, the turnaround of Doug Peterson as a play caller, the emergence of Alshon Jeffrey again, the offensive line play. This is the real Eagles team that we know. Right? This is the team that we expected coming in to this season. It wasn't the team that we saw against Carolina or against the Saints, right? Or against the Cowboys, where they could not move the ball for three quarters. This team started off fast. They hit a bump in the road in the fourth quarter, but they finished the game. And that's something they have not done this year a whole lot. The defense, a lot of the same situations. Like, that's why I was saying to myself watching the game, if this season ends this way, it's perfect. Because you look at the mistakes, right? You look at Josh Adams' fumble, Jake Elliott missing the extra point, the three missed sacks from three Eagles edge rushers. Deshaun Watson bounces off all of them on a third and long and ends up converting that to a first down. And then the Rasul Douglas touchdown gives the Texans the lead, right? That's something we saw against Mariota on the 4th and 19 in Tennessee. At home against Carolina on the 4th and 12, we saw Brandon Graham get right on Cam Newton, and he bounces right off his chest and converts that 4th and 12. That's two more wins where right now the Eagles would have a playoff spot clinched. So we're thinking to ourselves, here we go again. This is the 2018 Eagles in a nutshell. And they pulled it off. They got the win. I can't believe they did it. Nick Foles, just hats off to him. He's going to be a starter somewhere next year. I'm going to ball my eyes out when he's not an Eagle anymore because I'm going to miss that guy like crazy. And I hope we can get into the playoffs, and we'll see if he's the one that's playing in it. I would love to make one last run with Nick Foles, but he's going to make a team next year really happy, I think. I don't know what team it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be Jacksonville. I hope it's not the Giants or the Redskins. I'm going to be really sad if he's playing in the NFC East because I think he's got a lot of ball left in him. We saw that today. But maybe it's the Denver Broncos. But Nick Foles is going to be a starter somewhere next year, especially after today's performance. The records he broke today. The final drive, that 3rd and 10 on your own 10-yard line, Jadeveon Clowney, one of the best edge rushers in football, is charging right in front of you. You stick in the pocket, deliver a throw to Alshon Jeffrey over the middle, a contested ball that was perfectly thrown right to Jeffrey's catching point, fully extended arms, and you take a huge hit from Clowney that was a late hit. It was called a roughing the passer call. You move the chains, you go off for one play, Nate Sudfeld comes in incomplete, Foles comes back in, he hits Zach Ertz to put him in field goal range, and then Jake Elliott does the rest. With, of course, credit to Darren Sproles for setting up that field goal to make it a little bit shorter. He had some big runs in this game. It was such a gutsy performance. It was the best win the Eagles have had all year, even over the Rams game yesterday, or last week. Because this team today overcame the things that have been plaguing them all season long. And that was so encouraging to see because they did not get over those woos in Tennessee, in Carolina, in Dallas, against Dallas at home. They didn't overcome those things. And today it looked like those same problems were occurring. And they were. They were up by two scores and the Texans erased it in the fourth quarter, like a lot of teams have on the Eagles defense this year. But they overcame it, and that's a huge step for this team, and it's at perfect timing to keep the season alive. But not only that, but just to keep pretty much just to make you feel better heading into next season. It makes you feel a lot better heading into next year to know that this team can still play to this level to beat a team like the Rams and the Texans that a lot of people think are Super Bowl contenders. And you beat both of them, one on the road. Even if they miss now, and look, they don't control their own destiny anymore. Even if they miss now, you saw what they did these past two games, and you got to be feeling pretty good. Because they've won four of their last five games, and maybe if they beat Josh Johnson and the Redskins next week, you have won five of your last six. That's a great way to end the season, regardless of if you miss the playoffs. And it'll be a huge disappointment if they miss the playoffs. But the way that they have bounced back this year in the second half of the season, the way they've overcome the injuries they have, the way some of these young guys have stepped up, the way the coaching staff has gotten better, it was a staple win this season. And I feel really good regardless now of what happens the rest of the way. I really hope this team gets into the playoffs because I don't want to play the Philadelphia Eagles if I'm any NFC team right now. If I'm Chicago, maybe I'm blowing the game against Minnesota, right? So then they have to play Minnesota. I would much rather, look, if I'm Chicago, I might be sitting my, they're going to try to fight for a bye week, so I don't think that the backups are going to be in. I don't think Chase Daniel's going to be playing against Minnesota, which would be wild if it was Chase Daniel, the one to try to save the Eagles season. But if I'm Chicago, I might blow that game against Minnesota. If they are not feeling confident that they can get the bye week, I might blow that game against Minnesota so I can play the Vikings at home instead of playing the Eagles. Because there's no way, if I'm a Chicago Bears team right now, that's going to have some brand new playoff experience that I want to play the Super Bowl champions that'll maybe have won five of their, well, if they make it, they would have had to win against Washington. I don't want to play the Super Bowl champs that have won five of their last six games. That is not something I want to do. This team is red hot, 32-30. The Eagles win it. They are 8-7, the first time they are over 500 since week three when they were 2-1 against the Indianapolis Colts. This is the Locked On Eagles postgame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to wrap up what was an incredibly memorable game for the 2018 Philadelphia Eagles. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. The Eagles win it 32-30. My heart was literally beating out of my chest. Like I said earlier in the show, I'm gonna need a pacemaker after this season. I'm gonna need something to get me these 10 years of my life back. Cause that's what this year is. It's done to all of us. And I know all you fans out there are feeling the same way with some of the finishes, with some of the issues the Eagles have had with the injuries, with these fourth quarter collapses and then close finishes with some wins and some losses involved. The Eagles finally overcome a lot of the same problems that have been occurring all year long. Today, they overcome the Josh Adams fumble. Jake Elliott redeems himself and hits the game-winning field goal. With the season on the line, that was so clutch from Jake Elliott. But that's a guy that hit a field goal in the Super Bowl to put the Eagles up 8. So this guy who hit a 61-yarder to beat the Giants last year, week 3, to win the game, he is not shy in his 2 years as the Eagles kicker. He is not shy to the big moments. It's the plays like the extra point that have cost him problems. Not these huge kicks with the games on the line, with a championship on the line. That was clutch gene by Jake Elliott. Clutch gene for Nick Foles. Clutch gene for Alshon Jeffrey to convert that 3rd and 10. Alshon had a big day for the Eagles. The entire offense did. This was probably the best offense performance we've seen all year from the Eagles. Alshon Jeffrey finishes the day with 82 receiving yards on 3 catches. Zach Ertz, 12 catches, 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nelson Aguilar, 5 receptions for 116 yards and a touchdown. Darren Sproles, 3 catches for 76 yards and a touchdown. So you had 4 guys over 70 yards. You had 4 touchdowns combined between Sproles, Ertz, and Aguilar. And congratulations to Zach Ertz. Breaks the all-time single-season receptions record for a tight end in NFL history, breaking Jason Witten's record, which is awesome, breaks a Dallas Cowboys record. Zach Ertz is on a Hall of Fame pace, and he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, right? He's got this record. He's got a Super Bowl victory where he scored the game-winning touchdown. He's got the numbers he has posted since coming here in 2013. Zach Ertz is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He will be a Hall of Famer. I mean, when you think about it, the resume he has already is better than most tight ends in NFL history. Look, 12 catches, that's a lot for a tight end. And I have been one to say that sometimes I think they overuse Ertz. It shouldn't be a knock on Ertz. It should more be something that it's more of a statement of we want to get guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor involved because no one else can do what Nelson Agholor did on that 83-yard touchdown, which was a career high for Agholor and for Nick Foles, that 83-yard touchdown. That was DeSean Jackson level. And it was awesome that Agholor did the fallback, the DeSean fallback into the end zone, blows by Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger. It's plays like that that someone like Nelson Agholor can only do, and they have not used Agholor in that way enough this year. And yet, Nelson Agholor has been one of the unsung heroes of this Eagles season. He has not posted the numbers he did last year, but some of the deep plays he has made in crucial moments, that one to take the lead for the Eagles, an 83-yard touchdown. You look at against Dallas a couple weeks ago, that big pass from Wentz to Agholor to set up the game-tying touchdown to force overtime. You look at the deep play against Dallas on Sunday Night Football from Wentz to Agholor. He has been doing this for 2 years now. I'm Nelson Aguilar's biggest fan. I think he is better than Golden Tate. I want him signed for the future. I want him as the third guy with Alshon and Ertz. That's the core I want. And then we'll see. Maybe we draft another receiver. Maybe we try to sign, bring back a guy like DeSean Jackson or find another free agent. But Nelson Agholor has been underutilized this year, and he came up big today again. Those three receivers really did, Agholor, Ertz, and Jeffrey. But again, it's not something, look, when Ertz gets open, he gets open. And he was the guy that got the Eagles in field goal range with that huge reception. That was extremely clutch. He should get the ball when he's dominating coverage, when he's dominating a defense. It's more get these other guys the ball too. Because look what Alshon Jeffrey did on just 3 catches, 82 yards. Well, look what Agholor did on just 5 catches, 116 yards and a touchdown. That's what those guys can do. So it was a perfect balance today. Everyone was involved in the passing game. The run game only finishes with 57 yards on 22 carries. But look, running the ball should more be to close out the football game. It needs to be a complement to the offense, to the passing game. And while I do think the Eagles need a new running back next year, for sure, I think Josh Adams, for some reason, has suddenly become LeSean McCoy, or he thinks he's LeSean McCoy, where he's trying to bounce all these runs to the outside, or he's trying to bounce to different holes. Whereas early on, he was having success this year when he's just hitting a hole and just going, and then making cuts up the field once he gets to the second level. Whereas now, he's just being way too hesitant. And look, that fumble, that's something a feature back just cannot do if you're Josh Adams. He only had today 11 carries for 21 yards. But passing the football, that's the way the NFL is going, and that's what the Eagles had to do to get the job done today. Nick Foles, 35 of 49, 49 attempts, 471 yards, and 4 touchdowns and a pick. It was such a gutsy performance. I cannot believe they beat L.A. and Houston with Nick Foles. I mean, the performances Nick Foles has had in the past 2 years, against the Falcons, against the Vikings, the Patriots. He beats the Rams and the Texans to save the Eagles' season. Again, he's going to make someone really happy next year as their starter. Hopefully we can go off on the right foot this year and get in the postseason. Let's take one more break here on the Locked On Eagles postgame show. When we come back, get into some playoff implications. So what do the Eagles got to do now to get in? What should we be rooting for the rest of the day? And for next week, week 17. The Eagles win it 32-30 over the Houston Texans. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to Locked On Eagles. Again, I'm not saying a single word about Wentz versus Foles this week. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. The only thing I'll talk about is that if the Eagles make it, if they make the playoffs, and Nick Foles has another really good game against Washington, that's something you have to talk about who's going to be the quarterback. Because if Carson Wentz says he's healthy enough, he already wants to be in the lineup. He's wanted to play through the back injury. But the Eagles don't want to risk it because a stress fracture can get worse if he continues to play on it, which is what happened when he played throughout the regular season. But you give him another 3 weeks of rest, and he wants to play in his first playoff game, you told him he's the franchise quarterback, I think it would be really hard to tell him no. But because they might have an out here, if they don't feel like an injured Carson Wentz will be better than what Nick Foles has been, which is understandable, if they don't think that Wentz gives them the best shot to win because of the injury, again, everything that has to do with this quarterback decision depends on Carson Wentz's health, because when Wentz is healthy, he is one of the best quarterbacks in football. Nick Foles can be that in random spurts, like you've seen today, like you saw in the Super Bowl, like you saw in the NFC Championship game. But then you've seen games like the playoffs last year against Atlanta, where he's just simply an Alex Smith type, where he's just going through the motions. He's simply a point guard for the offense. Or weeks 1 and 2 this year, Carson Wentz consistently gives you a shot in every single game. Nick Foles can have these magical moments today, and that's why you love him. It's no knock on Nick Foles. But when Carson Wentz is healthy, I want him in the lineup, but he won't be fully healthy for 3 months. So when we're talking about should he play in the playoff game if they make it in 2 weeks, the Eagles, they can be cautious but also about the injury, but also know that, look, maybe Wentz could play. But why risk it on top of Nick Foles playing as hot as he is? It's going to be a tough call if they make it. It's going to be a tough call. But there's nothing we should be talking about when it's Foles versus Wentz for the future. There's no debate. Nick Foles is going to be on another team next year, and he's probably going to be a starter. But it will be interesting if they win. So here's what the Eagles need to make the playoffs. They need to win against Washington next Sunday. In Washington against Josh Johnson, who Blaine Gabbert just beat on Saturday Night Football. Tennessee, by the way, sweeps the NFC East. Random stat of the day. So Washington, the Eagles need to beat Washington, and then they need the Bears to beat Minnesota. That's what they need, and they're in. Or the Kansas City Chiefs beat Seattle today. Then the Arizona Cardinals beat Seattle next week, which Arizona is one of the worst teams in the league. That's going to be a tough task. But if Seattle loses out and the Eagles win next Sunday, they're also in that way. They cannot win the East anymore. Dallas clinched it with a win over the Buccaneers today. But that's that. The real path right now is beating Washington and Chicago, beating Minnesota. And at 10-4 right now, Chicago's a game back of the bye week at the 2 seed. The LA Rams are 11-3. So we need the Bears to win this game against the Niners that they're currently in. We need them to win that football game. So then week 17, even if the Rams win today, which they're probably going to, even if they win today, the Bears, if they win, it'll still be a one-game difference. And they beat the Rams. The Bears beat the Rams a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football. So if the difference is still one game heading into week 17 and Chicago wins, they have a shot at the 2 seed. If they beat Minnesota, they have a shot at the 2 seed if the Rams lose either today or next Sunday. So we want the Bears to win against the 49ers today. That's a key. It all rests on Chicago. It does. And hopefully that they have a shot at getting the bye week. Because again, if they don't think they have a legitimate chance, like if they lose to the Niners today, it might be Chase Daniel for the season. And you're not going to tank a game. No team's ever going to tank a game. But it gives them extra incentive to let the Vikings win, I think. I would much rather play Kirk Cousins in that Vikings team right now than this Eagles team with Nick Foles or with Carson Wentz, regardless of who's at quarterback. I do not want to play the Eagles, like I said, especially for a new playoff team like the Bears, that Mitch Trubisky has no playoff experience, Allen Robinson has no playoff experience, none of their running backs do. Their defense, Khalil Mack, has only played in one playoff game. It's a very young, inexperienced team. You want to play the Birds? I don't know. I know the Vikings have had playoff success, but you know who hasn't? Kirk Cousins. I would much rather play Kirk Cousins at home than Nick Foles, because Nick Foles can come in and wreck your season. He put a big hole in the Texans' chances at the 2 seed. This is what Nick Foles does. He comes in and he steals your dreams. He kills your dreams and he creates them for the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's just, It's the craziest story. I've never seen such a lightning rod quarterback. I've never seen a quarterback play so bad at times and then play so legendary. He has two jerseys in the Hall of Fame. But yet then again, he in 2014, you see how he plays, and you see him in 2015 with the Rams, and you see him weeks one and two this year. It's the craziest dynamic. He's the best closer. He's the best spot starter in NFL history. That is clear. He's the best backup of all time. Although that's doing a disservice to maybe Steve Young. But he is the Mariano Rivera of football. Anytime the Eagles need him, it's go time. It's incredible. It's incredible. As for the defense, once again, they have to get those sacks to finish the games. Those bounce-offs from Deshaun Watson, they have happened way too many times this year. Brandon Graham, especially Brandon Graham, he gets close a lot. And PFF's going to love that for his stats, and he's going to put him up there in rankings, but he's got to finish these plays. Brandon Graham especially. It was Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox too, although Fletcher Cox, I'm not going to hate on him. He has been a man possessed the past month. But you got to finish that sack on 3rd and 11 of Deshaun Watson. A smaller quarterback, he bounces off three big defensive linemen and converts that first down. And hats off to Deshaun Watson. He played his butt off today. The Texans had no run game at all. Hicks and Bradham had a big game. The defensive front four had a big game outside of that fourth quarter. They have now 7 turnovers in 3 games. The takeaways have finally gotten there for the Eagles. It seemed like they were never going to get an interception or a fumble recovered this year until really that Giants game when it started going the Eagles' way with Malcolm Jenkins' pick at the end of the half. And then it all came full circle. The ski masks have been on. This Eagles defense has confidence. And the team overcame some of those same deficiencies in the fourth quarter. But the defense, for the most part, had another hell of a performance. Rasul Douglas, I know he let up that touchdown, but Rasul Douglas had another strong game, especially with tackling. He is a safety, ladies and gentlemen. Rasul Douglas is a safety. The deep ball, allowing that touchdown, but seeing the close in on tackles, the tight coverage at times, the big length, the physicality. Rasul Douglas is a safety, and I hope Jim Schwartz eventually, that you probably heard my phone, I'm pounding the table for Rasul Douglas as the starting safety next year in Philadelphia. I love you, Rodney McLeod, but I am so high on Rasul Douglas. You all know myself and my boy from the Philly Sports Network, Liam Jenkins, I would like to say are the leader of the Zool Hive, as well as Justin Grassel from Inside the Eagles. A lot of different Eagles outlets, a lot of Eagles bloggers out there, part of the Rasul Hive. But Rasul Douglas, a really strong game again today. Same with Avante Maddox. And that front seven was unstoppable all day long, except for that one play. But that's almost all it took. They have to find a way to figure that out. But for the defensive line, Chris Long, he finishes with 2 sacks. Some of the backup defensive tackles got in on the action. Trevon Hester with a sack. Deshaun Hall at a half a sack with Avante Maddox. Fletcher Cox picks up a fumble recovery. It was Chris Long, by the way, had 3 QB hits too. I don't know if he's going to run it back next year. He's probably going to retire. But Chris Long, underrated piece for the Eagles the past 2 years. These old guys can still do it up front. The defense, man, just it's crazy. Jim Schwartz, hats off to him, the turnaround the past month. Just the entire team, the turnaround. I mean, look at the play calling again today. As much love as I've given Nick Foles, a lot of it's been because of Doug Peterson. How often was Nick Foles going off multiple reads? For the most part, it was one read. And, of course, look, when he just had to ball out and make a play, make a couple plays in that final drive, see, those are the moments that I don't like guys like Jared Goff, right? Those kind of players. Or Kirk Cousins. Where in a great system like Sean McVay's, they can be dominating. But when they just have to go out and make a play, when structure breaks down, when it's the heat of the moment, a big moment, someone like Nick Foles, who's won a Super Bowl, who converted a 4th-and-1 against the best dynasty in NFL history, and threw a touchdown after the Patriots took the lead 33-32, most teams falter. You saw it in the AFC Championship game against Jacksonville. Nick Foles and the Eagles didn't do it. That's a guy that he goes out there and he does what he did against Houston. He converts that 3rd and 10 to Alshon Jeffrey. But it's guys like Jared Goff. Those guys don't do it a whole lot. Kirk Cousins. That's huge. So, again, I'll credit Doug Peterson. I'll say a lot of it. A lot of Nick Foles' success the past 2 weeks have been on Doug Peterson. And the offensive line has played better than they have all season long in the past couple weeks. But Nick Foles, when it came time for him to just go out there and play street ball, that was big time. Big time players make big time plays, and that's Nick Foles. So whatever happens this year, I'm glad that the final game of Nick Foles' Eagles career at Lincoln Financial Field went the way it did, because it was a legendary performance. The Eagles win it 32-30. We will be back this week, myself and my co-host Gino Camilleri. We're going to need today just to take a nice break. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the football day. Go root for the Chicago Bears. We're all Bears fans this week and next week, Eagles fans. We all got to root for Chicago. This Eagles team can be in the postseason this year. And I look, again, go back to that game against Dallas where Rasul Douglas tips the ball right into Amari Cooper's hands and the Cowboys win it. Right there, if you're telling me that the Eagles were going to run back the next two games and beat the Rams and Texans, two title contenders, and they have a chance to win with a win and a loss from the Vikings next week. Look, this is perfect. It's perfect. This is Kirk Cousins, guys. I'm very confident that the Eagles can make the playoffs. This is what Kirk Cousins does. He blows it for teams in big moments. And I know he converted that Hail Mary today against Detroit, but that to me is more in Detroit than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins can blow this for the Vikings next week. We all know. We saw him in Washington. What's he got? 5 wins against 500 teams? 500 or above football teams? He's got 5 wins and 24 losses. I don't know the exact stat, but it's 5-23 or 5-24, something like that. Kirk Cousins is the guy of all quarterbacks to blow it for the Vikings and get the Eagles in the postseason if they beat Washington next week. It's Kirk Cousins, people. We should be feeling good. We should be feeling really good. Thanks in large part to Nick Foles, to Darren Sproles, to Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Doug Peterson, Fletcher Cox. This was a all-around team effort against a damn good football team in Houston that came back, deleted a 2-score deficit in the fourth quarter to take the lead, but the Eagles would not be denied. And that's just, man, what a win. What a win. Some stats, once again, Nick Foles, 35 of 49, 471 yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick. Darren Sproles leads the way in the run game with 9 carries for 32 yards. On the receiving day, Nelson Agholor, 5 catches, 116 yards and a touchdown, including an 83-yard score. Zach Ertz breaks the all-time single-season receptions record for a tight end in NFL history. He had 12 catches for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. Alshon Jeffrey, 3 catches and 82 yards. Darren Sproles, 3 catches for 76. And then Dallas Goedert, 3 for 30. Showed some stuff as well. Interesting little note here. Nick Foles threw it to Jordan Matthews for the first time since 2014. Unless, did Matthews have a catch against the Rams last week? Let me double check. I don't think so. Is that a good random stat? Yes. All right, that's cool. That's a weird stat, but I am correct. So that Nick Foles to Jordan Matthews catch. He had 2 today, actually. That was the first time Foles threw it to Jordan Matthews since 2014. That was not a connection I thought we'd ever see again in Eagles history, but things come full circle. Jordan Matthews, 2 catches for 13 yards. Golden Tate as well, 2 catches for 13 yards. I don't know what they're doing with Golden Tate. That trade was a disaster. But, man, I don't really care at this point because Nelson Agholor is instilling that confidence that he can be that number 2 receiver for the future if and hopefully when the Eagles pay him in the offseason. But Golden Tate, yeah, that was not a great trade for the Eagles. And then on the defensive side, Rasul Douglas leads the way with 9 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. His tracking through some of those screens. He's a big dude, big length. He made some big plays today. The touchdown was tough, but that's the kind of player he is. He's going to give up a deep ball every now and then. And that's maybe why he's a safety. Just saying, who knows, some sacks. Again, Chris Long leads away with 2, Trayvon Hester with 1, and Deshaun Hall and Avante Maddox shared a sack. Both had a half. And Fletcher Cox gets a fumble recovery off Chris Long's strip sack. Chris Long, 3 QB hits, Hester 1, Maddox 1, Nigel Bradham 1, and Brandon Graham 1, Fletcher Cox as well gets 1, and Jake Elliott hits the game-winning field goal for the Birds to win 32-30. That's going to do it for today's Locked On Eagles podcast. Thanks to everyone that tuned in to the show today. Got to be a fun one to listen to, I'm sure, when the Eagles win. I always love listening to the Eagles radio network when they won football games or listening to podcasts. Makes it a lot better, and we can still talk about playoff implications for one more week, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagles are still in it, thanks to Saint Nick himself. For myself, Louis DiBiase, I'm signing off. This has been the Locked On Eagles podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase LOE, and my co-host Gino at Gino_LOE. And please subscribe to the show. Leave us a 5-star review if you would. And check out all our stuff, including written content, on LockedOnEagles.com. That's going to do it. Thanks. Eagles win at 32-30, 8-7. My name's Louis DiBiase. Go Birds. Thanks for downloading.